The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
In studio with me, I have Miss Helen Williams-Batson. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Tusker and Trinidad and Tobago.
So welcome to the studios of Freedom 106.5 FM. Just to briefly tell you who Miss Helen Williams-Batson is. Her pen name is Kadeen. She's a theater practitioner, actress, performance writer, storyteller, and educator. And Miss Williams-Batson is the founder and artistic director of OMACA, formerly Livewire, a children's performing and developmental company with the projected goal statement, producing gems. So welcome to Freedom. And it's been a little while in the making.
Yes.
You know, and for those who, but let's talk about this first before we talk about other things.
Well, you know, it's up to you. You know, I'm here to talk.
So,
and share.
Tell me a little bit about OMACA. What is the, abbreviation.
OMACA is just the acronym for Open Minds and Creative Abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly, we were Livewire. I just gave it that title, mm-hmm. with the slogan, adding the sparks to enrich lives. And a few years ago, I was just at home watching TV, and this name, mm-hmm. OMACA, just came to me, you know, and I kind of questioned it. I said, well, this thing sounds like some kind of African something, OMACA. And then I heard Open Minds and Creative Abilities, and I knew it was God.
Mm.
I knew it was God. I wasn't even thinking of my children's theater at the time. And so I made the switch.
Mm-hmm.
And continued with my workshops. So the workshops, really, I conduct these workshops, and they are not just performing workshops. They are workshops to help the children with their social development, which is even more critical than the performing skills by itself, or even the academics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if children can't function,
yeah, we wouldn't be able to get.
They wouldn't, you know, yeah. if they have all these issues in their social upbringing and their, mm-hmm. social lives. You know, they can't function. And that is really what I want to hit today, and talk about the ultimate goal and the dream, the vision that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I want to share that vision.
So in sharing that vision, I mean, you heard about the story in Palo Seco Secondary.
Oh, my goodness.
Unfortunately. And as you said, the social issues that they deal with on a daily basis comes out in various ways. How can you put forward to those who may be listening right now, who have an opportunity to further the goal, as you say, how can this program help those young people to, you know, I guess, express themselves and
I want to start
relieve.
By saying, I know that there are people who may want to come against what I'm saying this morning, because one of the challenges that we have as people, as human beings, is when it comes to admission,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to admitting what is going on with us, and when it comes to relating to our children, we are the big ones and they're small and they're supposed to do what I say.
Authoritarian.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, that authoritative thing.
Mm.
Now, this book was written as the introduction to what I want to do,
mm-hmm.
what I want to accomplish. So it's the voice. It's just words. It's, mm-hmm. the voice. So I am having a show, and we'll talk about the show after.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a show at the Little Carib Theatre on the 29th of June. And that show is where I have now given the children an opportunity. I've created a space or a platform,
mm-hmm.
of expression, all-inclusive expression of the book. So the show is going to have 16 children who would be performing, because it's performance monologues in the book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They would be performing the pieces, 19 of the 20 pieces that's in the book.
And just to plug the book a little bit, I Am Not a Duck is the name of it, written,
yes.
by Helen Williams-Batson. And as she's saying, it's a collection of performance monologues that have been written specifically to express different journeys and right. ideas.
Different experiences that the children have with adults, mm-hmm. namely their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So we hit it. You asked me a question. You mentioned the school thing, and I'm getting there. But I have to lay a little background thing here for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the title, we're gonna get to the title of the book before I forget my trend of thought.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Now, children are a lot of children are talkative,
mm-hmm.
especially girls. They're very talkative. They're very expressive. And normally, people refer to talkative children as parrots or chatterbox. Now, when they're very small, it's cute. You know, I have a little chatterbox. She like a little parrot. But when they grow older and they still have that, the attitude
mm-hmm.
or the thought that the parents had before changes. So they're not rude.
Mm-hmm.
They're not cute again. They are not rude. And so the title of the book came from that. Where a mother parrot is having a little conversation with a duck. But her little child, they're making all the noise as a baby parrot. And the mother turns and says, "Quit quacking."
Hmm.
And the baby parrot says, "I am not a duck." So for a little while, because you know sometimes we adopt people's attitudes and their mm-hmm. little slangs and all of that. So in talking to the duck, she kind of get caught up.
Right.
Because it's ducks that quack.
Mm-hmm.
And she told her own parrot, "Quit quacking." So the parrot responded, "I am not a duck." And so there is a piece in the book that carries the same title as the book, mm-hmm. "I am not a duck." And you would understand better when you read that, because you just got a copy of the book.
Yes.
Right.
I just got my very own copy.
So for people to understand what I'm doing, the vision really is it's huge, Tosca.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. And we are looking for solutions all around. Everybody's complaining about what is happening now in families and children and how they're running away and they're so reckless and they're so whatever and what and all the different titles that we give them mm-hmm. and the different ways that we describe our children. But we have to go right to the foundation. We have to go in the homes. The things that are happening in the homes are really affecting our children in ways that we cannot fathom. I mean, I'm not giving too much out. I help children with creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my children. When they come, I welcome them. I welcome them with such a great joy. It's so wonderful to see them. I hug them. We high five. We, you know, and I give them that feeling. And listen, they are hungry for it. They are hungry for it, you know. And I had one just recently come to talk about his feelings. But you know, children, they know their parents. They're very sensitive to their parents and they respect their children, their parents' feelings to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to come and just share things with you. And I don't like to question the children about what's happening. I don't do it. Sometimes when they start to talk, I even shut them down in nice ways. You know, I said, "Listen, well, that's something we will have to pick up with mommy."
Yeah.
"Or that's something we have to take up with dad." Simply because I don't want children to just come and pour things on me. And then I cannot deal with it because I have to get the parents involved. And the children don't really want me to let the parents know that they
they've been talking,
me.
Yeah.
But at some point, somebody has to be bold enough to stand up for these children. I am one of those people, but I have to know how to do it.
Yeah.
And so I have chosen to have this production where the children will come on stage and do their thing, express their feelings and all of their emotions and everything that is hurting them, troubling them. They can't sleep. They go to school next day, they're falling asleep. Teacher want to know why you're sleeping in my class. The children stay up whole night.
And then they get the aggression from the teacher on that respect.
And they get it They get it all around. So the production is to allow parents the opportunity to take another good look through new lens.
Mm-hmm.
Through different lens at how badly children are affected by the way they are treated and the words that are spoken to them and over them. New mindsets would be adopted and healthy relationships could be fostered in families. You know? The vision will also be shared. Well, this is my dream, my real dream now, that the vision will be shared with the relevant ministries, Ministry of Education, Social Development, Youth Development, and those people who are involved in this social brackets in our society. Because my thing is, when parents see these things on June the 29th, it's going to bring conviction. And they are going to be like, wow, I didn't realize it was so much for my child. And I have to make a change. Those who are serious. Yeah. And those who exercise love, because love is a verb, eh?
It is very much so. It is.
Right? So they are going to come to me, or they're going to make the calls and going to say, Ms. Batson, what can I do? I wasn't doing it the right way. And then I would say, okay, thanks for being here at the first leg of the relay. The second leg now is where we're going to have some workshops for parents in the different communities, and then the workshops for children. So we're fixing you. We're fixing the children. And then we have the family. So it's a three-way.
Three-pronged.
Yes. So it's the parents first, because they're the leaders. Then the children, and then the families. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, whoever want to come. And we are passing that baton on. And let me tell you, in Tusker, if we can get one family in most of the communities, we would have done well. Because I can't save the world.
And but we can save a community.
We can save a community. Yeah. And we can save one family. And that family would pass it on. But important is that people can see how children are affected. Now, some of the pieces in the book, and I kind of going fast here. Yeah, I like to run with my flow.
That's all right. You could go ahead. Yeah.
A lot of the pieces in the book are nice and witty. And, you know, you can't give it people. You can't hit them too hard. Right? And so people would laugh and so on. But the reality is there. The truth is there.
I guess they have to present it in a different way so that it can actually be absorbed. And then once it meets the mind, then open up, as you say, other ideas and make them realize, or light bulbs go off in the head and say, okay, yes, I didn't understand it from this perspective. Now I see it.
Right.
You know, and ask the relevant questions like, okay, so what do I do to change? What do I do to encourage my child to express things differently? You know, I guess those are some of the questions you would like them to ask.
And I mean, it's not even so much about wanting my children to express things differently. It is the parent understanding why the children respond in certain ways. So the little girl might run away with the little boy. The boy might stay by the block. Right? He's 8 or 9, but he wandering all over the place. He doesn't want to be home. Home is not a nice place, because a house is not a home. You understand? I want to just read one of the pieces. And this one is popular with the young people, teenagers and all the 10-year-olds and so on, because it's more prevalent. Yeah? And it's called Addicted. Mommy always telling people that I hooked on my device. But every day, daddy in casino, drinking beers and rolling dice. She and all have she bad habits, on the phone talking every day, but harassing me to read a book or go outside in the sun and play. She hooked on Facebook and TikTok. She don't even want to cook. I have to eat KFC and doubles, but she forcing me to read book. On weaker days at 5 in the evening, she does watch she soap opera. And if she cook on weekends, it burning. She talking for hours with Miss Deborah, but telling me, get off that tablet. Child, your addiction is bad. Get off that tablet, eh? I find your head getting hard. Oh, Lord, get off that tablet, child. Find something else to do. Get off that tablet, eh? Before I turn the heat up on you. To avoid distraction while playing, I just like to stay in my room. The other day she come knocking and threatening me with the broom. She was surprised at my reaction. I say, Mommy, this is not right. You and Daddy have your addictions too, but I don't fuss up and fight. So if I have an addiction, I learn it from both of them. How a simple thing like my tablet could be causing all this mayhem. Daddy threatened to come home and take my device from me. I promise that I will throw away his rum and hide the remote for Mommy TV. They're telling me get off my tablet, that my addiction is bad. Get off that tablet, child. I find your head getting hard. Oh, Lord, get off that tablet. Find something else to do. Get off that tablet, eh? Before I turn the heat up on you. All you find that fair?
Well done. Impressive. Well done, well done. And it really creates a common narrative within the Caribbean household. I mean, it's modern now with the tablets. Probably it would have been other things growing up in our day that we identify with. Yes. But the identification is the first start.
Yeah. You see, because place. The children are very intelligent. Children yeah. come now, they are downloaded with the new. They are downloaded with what they have to have now in these times. So telling children about long time and I was so and so, that doesn't even, that
even compute. Register. Yes.
It does not compute. Yes. They don't know what you're talking about, you know. And so they understand what they are seeing in the homes. They are very young, but they understand. Do not underestimate the intelligence of your children. They know exactly what is going on with you and dad. They know exactly what is going on in the night. Mm-hmm. They know when he don't come home or you don't come home. They know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it hurts them. They are troubled. And when they're not doing their work, you're punging them, you're ringing their ears, you're telling them all kind of thing. The men leave you and you're gone. You're stressed out, you're frustrated.
And then you take it out on the children.
And you take it out. Our children have to pay the price for our mistakes and our shortfalls.
And then you see it big and bold in the papers, Palo Seco secondaries being a prime example of it, because they're looking for that same acceptance that they're not getting at home,
not getting
in
it.
These gangs that we're seeing being
the children
reported.
Children are angry. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I am not saying the children have a right to do these things. I'm just saying, as children, they don't, you as an adult, we don't always know how to deal with our own issues. So you could imagine our children, they are struggling. Mm-hmm. They're going to school. They want to cut themselves. They're telling you, I want to die. I wish I was dead. I'm talking about, I'm telling you what I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not assuming here. I'm telling you what I know. Children have said to me, I don't want to live. I don't want to go home.
So how do you deal with something like that, as it, you know, you're getting it in real time and you're knowing that this child does not want to go home. You think about their safety. They think about where they're going to go, where they're going to sleep. And it gives you that level of anxiety that, you don't feel like leaving.
It is pain for me, and I can only talk for me. It is painful. I was driving through Santa Cruz with my son recently. Now he knows what I am about. Mm-hmm. And we saw this little girl, she probably about 9, a weekday when she's supposed to be in school.
Yeah.
And she looked, she's in a rubber slipper and a little short pants and a t-shirt, and she just walking on the pavement, but she looking all around, you know, aimlessly. My son drew that to my attention. He said, Mom, what do you think about that little child? What do you think going on with her? I said, I don't know, but whatever it is, I pray to God that he will take charge of her and protect her. And I mean, this is something we saw, and it may not even have anything to do with the first thought that came to me. But it is better safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. So for me, letting that prayer go out was being more safe.
And it's unfortunate. I mean,
it's a
double-edged sword, because you see the child and you know that it is a child and you want to help. But sometimes getting involved can also be detrimental.
So you leave it to the Lord.
Yeah.
And this is where God comes in. What we cannot do, he can do. Mm-hmm. Do your best and God will do the rest.
All right.
You know?
Let's take a short break here and then we will come back in to talk more about your program that you want to have on the 29th of June.
The 29th of June.
And also we will talk more about the other stories that you have in the book. It's called I Am Not a Duck, and it's written by Helen Williams-Batson. So stay tuned on Freedom 106.5 FM. We'll be right back. In studio with me, we have Miss Helen Williams-Batson, and she's here to talk about I Am Not a Duck, many collections of monologues in this book and her plan for June 29th as to how, you know, I guess we want to change the narrative and make people aware of what's happening in terms of the social structure with young people rather than, you know, shout out at them when things like this happen, referring to what happened in Palo Seco yesterday. But before we get back to that interview, let me just quickly let you know the United Patriots invites you to join them for the launch of their UNC NATEX election slate led by Member of Parliament Rustin Parry, Saturday 25th May 2024 from 7 p.m. at Signature Hall, Lamphole number 63, Main Road, Longdonville in Chagonas. Live broadcast on Freedom 106.5 FM on Saturday 25th May at 7 p.m. with the rebroadcast on Monday 27th May at 9 a.m. The United Patriots, a stronger UNC for a stronger TNT. That was a paid political advertisement. And also Dalton's has a plan for you. Your sight is everything. Let the experts at Dalton Brown Optometrists take care of it for you. Dalton Optometrists uses the highest quality technology to provide a range of eye exams, OCT testing, pathology screening, visual field testing, glaucoma screening, and more. Just ask. Dalton Brown Optometrists also provide a range of stylish and practical spectacle frames and sunglasses. They also provide soft contact lenses, colored contact lenses, and hard contact, all to meet your needs. Contact Dalton Brown Optometrists today at 667-3115 for your consultation. Visit them on social media at Dalton Brown Optometrists and check out their location at the corner of Queen and Sosono Streets in Arima. So, Miss Batson, tell me more about your mission. I know that you really want parents to understand what children are facing at this point in time, yes, in this era. You know, tell me more about how you plan to do that.
Well, this is it. I am a part of, let me just say a group for now. And we are working on things. We are right now working behind the scenes to put many things in place. So we are really excited to see this change come about. And so we are pouring, listen, it's only passionate people involved in this. People who have a passion for life, people who understand love and truth, and people who love people. And so we want to really be able to help people, to parents to understand that we are not letting you go. We know you have been struggling and you're looking for answers. You don't want your child to be rude and disrespectful and all of that. So we want you to understand how you can be the best support and the best teacher, the best leader in your household, and especially fathers. But either way, mom or dad, we are ready to help you. So when you come to the show, or if you have at least one person that you know come to this show and come back and tell you what they saw, and what they felt, most important, what they felt, how they felt, you can call us. And I would leave those numbers for you in a little while.
Yep,
but
no problem.
But we will have the workshops.
Yeah, now, tell me more about the workshops. They're going to be tailored specifically on communication.
Right, so you have... Yes. Well, first of all, parents, first of all, like to ask a question. How do I discipline my child? When do I discipline my child?
It always seems that, and then it's like
the first word that comes,
yes.
No, you hardly hear, how can I teach my child? How can I interact and establish a healthy relationship with my child? You would always hear, how do I discipline my child? And so people think the word discipline has to do with beat. But look, I can go on and on and on and on and on. But important is that we get those calls. Important is that if you can come to the show on June the 29th, that you come. Yeah? But give us those calls, anyhow you take it. The book that you purchase from us is just the voice. And wonderful, people who are actors would love the book because it's a book of performance monologues, right? And you can interpret it. You know, I like variety. You can interpret it the way I know how I interpret it. And I know what the children would be doing on the day of the 29th. But it's nice to have different opinions on those things. However, what we want is that parents could align themselves with us. They can join forces with us. We are saying we are open here to help you, right? And that's for people who are serious.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people, they're so far gone, you know, they are so hurt, so hurt that they don't think that they could even come back. But I want you to know you can.
Mm.
You can. You don't have to worry about how right now. We are going to help you to understand how. We are going to lay it out for you.
Mm.
And as long as you're willing, because choice is one thing that we always have.
Yeah.
You can choose to say, I want to do better for myself first. And that's why the workshops would be for the parents first. I have to be the best version of myself. I cannot be... Look, a wounded soldier cannot help another wounded soldier to come off the battlefield. Right? Mm. Especially if he's more wounded than the one
than
that lying down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it means that we have to... And even in saying that, if you look at a boxing match, right? The enemy knows where we are wounded, and that's where he will keep coming. You get a lash in your rib and you see it make a little bend, he come in right there until he mash up your ribs.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want our ribs to mash up. We want to say, look, I'm feeling a little pinch here. I'm feeling a little, you know, I'm getting aggravated. I'm getting stressed out. Don't wait.
Mm.
Don't wait. I need help. I need help. And don't let pride get in the way. Pride gets in the way. And you know, people to know my business. Well, here's what. We all have business that we don't want people to know.
All have a page.
We all
have
skeletons in our closets until we get the freedom and understand that we are not alone with our issues.
Mm.
Sometimes it takes just one person to make that first move, that first step, and come out and say, hey, look, I'm over here. I crossed.
Mm-hmm.
I crossed. And then others will say, wow, well, if she could do it, I could do it too.
Mm-hmm. To be that light.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we just talked about how the workshop would be for the adults. So how would it be for the children? Because one of my concerns when people come to say that, well, they're going to help in the community and so on, is one, consistency, continuity,
yes,
and sustainability. Because you can provide that safe space, and
yes,
then the, you know, development and blossoming happens, and then all of a sudden it disappears.
Right. And a lot of times, I've heard this many, many times,
mm-hmm,
and I'm not saying that there are not people who are guilty of dropping the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But most times, Tosca, most times, it's the victim that falls back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You would have all kinds of excuses for not coming.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of excuses. And then when we say, listen, we can't... we are making a sacrifice that we know is well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Christ was the ultimate sacrifice. We know that. But we are making our sacrifice, and we are coming out there, and we are expecting that the love that you have for your children would be demonstrated by through your commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Your commitment. And you have to love yourself too. So quite often people don't, they are the ones who fall off.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ones who fall off. And then some people, you carry them for a while, but after a while you expect that they would begin to let their legs down,
yeah,
and then stand and then run.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to run the race to take that battle forward. We are only doing a leg of it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we feel that you're ready and we are seeing and experiencing the changes, we are seeing it. And the children are more happy. We are seeing the children happier. We know, something is happening here.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And of course, there's always the phone call. You know, the encouragement every now and then through a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
We are just a thought away. You think of it. You think of your child and you pick up that phone. You do it or we do it. You know, it doesn't always have to be a face on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to come in this space at this particular time. We could send a text.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing today?
Just the, sometimes just the thought
you
of knowing that, okay, I am on your mind. I am thinking of you. You know, I'm giving you an encouraging word, helps in such a big way that sometimes you don't even realize.
I have so many of those experiences. And
yeah.
I just plug in this one quick. some years ago, I had just left my home and I had this big quarrel with my husband. And over foolishness, eh? Mm. But I'm walking down the road now and I'm still vexed. I'm carrying this vexation and I'm going to work. And I'm walking down the road and I saw this man leaning up against the wall. And I can say it was a man in Muslim garb leaning up on a wall. And he's looking at me, and in my mind I said, he better do tell me nothing, eh? Mm. He better do tell me nothing. And as I got very close to the guy, he said, good morning, lady. I said, good morning. Have a good day, eh? Better yet, have a good life. Listen to me. Those words, not just have a good day, but have a good life, it went somewhere. And I began to feel differently. I began to feel that that man spoke into my life. I began to feel that he fueled me for the day ahead. And so my whole mental changed. And I got to work smiling and telling everybody, have a good day, but better than that, have a good life. I went to Barbados and a friend had a birthday party. I said, happy birthday, have a good day, but better than that, have a good life. Have a great life. And it stayed with me. It stayed with me. You never know the drop of water that will fill a bucket. You never know. And so, I mean, I really hope that people are understanding where we are at in this society right now. And we are all talking about looking at the government. We cannot rely on the government. Everybody have their plate full, you know. I mean, this is a global epidemic. It's all around, but it starts at home, and Trinidad and Tobago is our home. And we have to start in our home. And even within the home, there's another home, which is your family home. So let's start in the family home. And let's extend our all these nice things that we get, all these nice changes. Let's extend it from the family home to our national
home.
Yeah. You know, and then we could look to go up the Caribbean and help the others. We can't be looking outside.
A lot of people would agree with you that we need to start looking at how we behave and how we treat our people at home before we even decide that we can help others out there. Because they say you can't pour from an empty cup.
That's right. And then you have to take the speck out of your own eye so that you can see more clearly to take the speck out of another person's eye.
It's very true.
It's so much. You know, I can sit here whole day and still have so much to say.
I know our time is
limited.
Almost. But right now, I wanted to talk quickly or briefly about your other books, if you can.
But before we go to that, I want to say, I have a plea too today. The children who are on our show, most of them come from humble households, you know? And we really want to bless these households. And there are people there who can help us, you know.
And this is where I wanted to ask, you know, give your contacts as well. How do we get in touch with you? For those who are listening and want to provide that assistance, how do we get onto you? Where you say you don't have a physical space, but, you know, how do they get onto you and provide that help? And probably you could give a list of what you would need.
Right. So, first of all, I want to say the Little Carib Theater, I made the down payment out of my pocket. And we still have the rest of it to pay. So the Little Carib, you all can call the Little Carib and make arrangements, pass them a check. I am trying to not have people put money in my hand. I want them to know that it's not about us. It's about children, you know. So we need the space. And we made a down payment to book the space, but we still have the balance of the payment to make. So you can call them. The Little Carib's number is 622-4644. That's the Little Carib. And I can give you my number. 492-9669. That's 492-9669.
And that way you can get in touch with them and find out, you know, what are the little things that would be needed for a production like this. Now, this is all about the children and giving them an opportunity to voice their perspectives. And if you purchase the book as well, I Am Not a Duck, written by Helen Williams Batson, you'd be able to get a little preview as to what is coming up on the 29th of June.
Yes. Also, we went to Charon's bookstores mm-hmm. in the mall. We have different outlets for Charon's, but we went to the mall. It's nice and cool there. And we looked at some stuff that we would like to give to the children. Mm-hmm. And so I have the list of those things. It's books, stationery.
So you have like a wish list at Charon's?
We have, right. And mm-hmm. they took note of what we want. So people can go there. And they have my number too. You have my number now.
Yes, and I will
and
repeat
so
it again.
Can
yes,
call me and just pay for it and we'll collect it. Mm-hmm. You know? We want the children to feel happy because right now they love coming to the rehearsals. They love the love. Mm-hmm. Children respond to love.
You
yes, get
they
the
do.
Best. Not just children. All of us. Mm-hmm. We all respond to love. You know, I was with a friend yesterday and we were leaving the same mall and mm. Her car was parked on the other side of the mall. But there she was walking with me to my car. I said, but your car ain't parked on the other side. She said, yes, but I'm just walking with you. You know, don't you want me to walk with you? And I felt so special. Just mm-hmm. You see, love is nice.
It's a verb, as you say.
Yes, it's mm-hmm. a verb. It's action. And we have to action it. We have to action it. So we have book bags at Charon's. We have all kinds of nice little things.
Mm-hmm. Look, I mean, Charon's is one of the places that you find some really nice stationery and
yes.
really gifts, little gift ideas. So TNT, if it is you really, really want to support the youth and give them a different perspective on the happenings of life, you can call Miss Helen at 492-962-9669 and then you can find out how, in what way we can, you know, you could provide that help.
Yes.
And well, it's almost 20 past 10, so we could briefly talk about the other books that you have and Nadia as well, because you know I have to put that in as well. So this is Nadia's mom by chance. So now we understand where her wordsmithing comes from, you know, the ability to put together the songs that she does every single year. So we have Mama to thank for that. Thank you so much for that.
Everybody has their journey.
Mm-hmm.
Hers is hers, mine is mine. You know, we just hope to be the same destination.
Mm-hmm.
The destination is the same. You know, you could take the main road, I could take the bus route, but we end up in Port of Spain.
I like that one.
You know, and I look at life in a kind of way, you know, because I had my time.
Mm-hmm.
I had my time. You know, I live my life to please me. We always look at us, but there's a time that we look outside of ourselves, and I am in that season. I've been in that season for the past 21 years, looking outside of myself. So it's not just all about me. Well, I this and I that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how you are, but it's not helping anybody else.
Correct.
And so we have to really wake up, become conscious, become aware of what's happening with us.
Mm-hmm.
As individuals and with our families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the show is on the 29th of June at the Little Carib Theatre. It starts at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call us to make bookings. Oh, we have a nice special and it's finishing next weekend. It's $100 admission and a free copy of the book.
Mm.
That is a total giveaway.
Yeah.
That you cannot go better than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is it. And that's to tell you, it's not always about money.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the goal. It's about purpose.
Yeah.
I know my purpose now. I didn't always know my purpose. But when I found out, I began to run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel good. You feel a deep sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
You left something here. It's not just Bob Marley and them. I am leaving my footprints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you would want to have people walk in those prints.
Yeah, to continue the legacy.
To continue the legacy.
And to pass on something good.
Yes.
Ms. Barton, I'd like to thank you so much for joining me today.
You
I appreciate
are
it.
More than welcome. I was happy to be here. You know, I want these platforms to really share and help people to understand that you're not alone. You're not alone with your struggles. We know how you feel. We know when the men gone, how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, there are men who do well and they really try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are not going to condemn everybody. We're not going to condemn at all. You know, if we were condemned, we would not have been here.
That is correct.
We have to learn to forgive. You know, we have to learn to forgive. And parents, please do not exasperate your children. You know, their spirits are being crushed. So let's do it right. Let's do it right for ourselves. Let's do it right by God and experience the great things, the phenomenal things that can happen in our lives.
Yes. Thanks so much for that message.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.